It's wonderful again to be here among you. It's been a little while since I've had Mass here for a while, and I'm just really overjoyed to be here to celebrate this particular Mass with you today. Today we celebrate the fourth out of the five great feasts of Christmas. Of course, Christmas is a key feast, you know, we celebrate. That's one of the main feasts, obviously. Then we have the Holy Family that we celebrated a week ago. And then, of course, we celebrated on New Year's Day the Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. And so now we celebrate the fourth feast of Christmas, which is that of the Epiphany. And as we celebrate this feast of Epiphany, as we heard in the Gospel account, it recalls that time when the astrologers or the kings or the magi, whichever way you want to designate them, they turned up at Jerusalem to come and worship Christ, who they believed was a very important person that they had to go to. There was something in the heavens, you know, in terms of astrology that led them, and that was the star. And that star they knew they had to follow. That there was something going on in the hearts and souls of these three men that said, you know, we've got to follow this star. We've got to go here. There's something going on here that's really special. Now, they didn't have the benefit, of course, that the Jewish people had, where they were believing that one day a Messiah was going to be born into the world that would be their king and their high priest and the one that would save them from sin. So they were just going on what they felt in their hearts. And what they felt in their heart, whether they knew it or not, was a strong, heavy movement of the Holy Spirit, even though they were Gentile persons. And they wound up, of course, in Bethlehem. And as they did, they brought forth their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold because they were heralding and worshiping Christ as king, this newborn king of the Jews that they were looking for. But also they had the frankincense that was there for the high priest, that Jesus is the high priest, and that he offers up on our behalf all of different things that need to be offered up in the temple. And then, of course, the idea of finally, the myrrh. The myrrh is one of the elements that was used in burial for someone. And of course, this was brought to Christ in anticipation that one day he would die for the people. And when he died for the people, this king and high priest, he would be the one that would bring salvation to the world because all their sins would be forgiven as he died on the cross. And again, they really didn't quite know what was going on there. But see, there's another part of this story that we don't want to forget. It's not just three guys coming from the Far East that are bringing these gifts to the Lord because he is the king and high priest, the one that's going to die for our sins. They were there as a symbolic sign that Christ was not just meant for the Jewish people, but that Christ was meant for all people. And that these three kings or magi, or astrologers, they represented all people in the world. They were people that would be Gentiles. That is to say, they didn't really know anything about the Jewish faith. And because they came and Christ manifested himself to them, then they came to realize that they were representatives of all the people in the world. That Jesus, when he came, isn't just for the Jewish people. He's for all people that had been born and all people that were yet to be born and all that were alive at the time of our Lord's birth. But there's more to this idea. The word epiphany means manifestation, and that Jesus was manifest to these people. And it's the idea that Jesus, as he's manifest, that means that he is showing himself, he is manifesting himself in a human body, that the invisible God is now visible for us to see. He's visible in his human body, and it's through his human body broken for us on the cross and his blood poured out for us on the cross that's going to bring about our salvation, this king and priest and one who is willing to die for us. And we can't help but go back to the beginning of the Christmas time as we think, you know, what did the angels say? They sang, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth to people of goodwill." And we know that Jesus came to bring his peace. Or another way to say it is, Jesus came to bring his love into the world. He wanted to bring his concern and care and compassion. He wanted to bring his goodness to the world so that people everywhere, everywhere throughout all of human history would come to know that God is present and has broken into human history to say, I love you, I'm with you, I want to give you peace, I want you to be with me in eternal peace forever in heaven. But when we look at what's going on in our world today, we say, you know, there's really not a whole lot of peace, is there? You know, they're talking about we're on the brink of war with different things. We've been supplying all kinds of arms, you know, to different countries in that, trying to help out in their war efforts and the like. And we say, where's the peace? Well, the peace is found in our hearts to start with at Christmas time when Christ came. But it's also peace is found and how we act toward one another, that we are the manifestation of Jesus Christ. We bring his goodness to other people. We might not be able to avoid a war, maybe. We might be able to not change politics worldwide, but we can go up to any individual and say, as a Christian, as a Catholic, I see that there's something going on here. What can I do to help you out? And we follow the way of Jesus. Jesus came to welcome people into the faith. We can help people come to know Jesus Christ and to know the faith that is so dear to us, that faith that has called us to be here tonight. But also, as Jesus forgave sins of people, so too we can help people to forgive one another, that we can maybe heal some kind of dissension that might be going on in an individual's heart, or dissension that's going on in an individual's family or workplace, or wherever they are, that we can help with that. We can help people to say, you know, it's important for me to stand up for my faith, that I can be a person that say, I'm a soldier for Christ. We've heard that phrase connected with confirmation. That we can say, you know, I am one that can stand up for my faith and say, you know, I follow Jesus Christ, and he is very important for me in my life, and I want to proclaim his reign over me in my life. We also know that Christ was one who stood up for having a good, solid, vocational way of doing things. Whether it be a priest or a sister or a lay person, whether it be married couples, you know, the Lord is backing us with his grace. And he's saying to us, you know, do what I do and be faithful to the vocation that God has called you to. And if we find people that are sick, that are ailing in any way, whether it be emotional or spiritual or whether it be physical, that we can go to them and pray with them, send them a card, call them on the phone. We can help ease their suffering. And that's what Jesus is asking us to do. And finally, Jesus is the one that says, you can nourish people. You can feed people just as I have. I gave my body and blood so that people would be full of my grace and be able to do good works. And that's how we can be Jesus Christ in the world and manifest his love, because we come here and we say we want to be one with Jesus Christ. And we come to this very spot here after hearing the word of God and trying to take it in. We come here to receive the Lord in Holy Communion. We receive his body. We receive his blood. Jesus is incorporated into our body and we are incorporated into his. And Jesus says, please, be my manifestation in 2025. Bring my goodness to other people. Be my manifestation in the world today. Jesus doesn't walk up and down this aisle like we do, but he does come into our hearts and is part of our lives. And because of that, we can be his manifestation. We can be his epiphany in the world this day. And I just think that's so terribly important. And we recognize, yeah, this is the reason why Christ has come. You know, glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth to those who do his will, goodwill. And we want to bring that peace to other people and to recognize that the word Christmas means Christ is sent. Emmanuel is here. He's present right now in this church, in our hearts. He's present right now in the people next to us. He's present to us. The Eucharist that we celebrate and the bread and wine that we consecrate and receive at this Mass. Jesus is here, and it's so important for us to be his epiphany in our world today. May God bless us with this. May the Lord continue to help us with this. And may we run with his grace. And to remember always, as we celebrate the Christmas time and epiphany, that it is every day is a Christmas day. And every day is an epiphany day for the Lord.